This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you putting it all out there in pieces, baby. Yes, how my babies out there doing? My kings and my queens, y'all sweet, sexy things out there. Y'all out there loving life and enjoying it and having a beautiful time? I know you are. Yes, I know you are. I'm so proud of you guys. If nobody told you that they love you today, I just gotta let y'all know that I love you. Yes, I do. I really do have love for y'all because y'all are thorough. And I told you before, I know you thorough because you listen to me. Okay? So y'all know what I do. I put it out there in pieces for y'all. I want to let y'all know I am a little bit better from the other day. You know, my tonsils are still swollen. My face is still swollen from eating them dang on tomatoes. Okay? Had a reaction the other day. And I already done told you all about that. So let me get to the tea. All right? Let me get to the tea. So y'all know I dropped a little podcast on y'all about the haters. All right? And I apologize if I'm a little out of breath because my asthma is bothering me. It's the whole reaction thing. So I just got to wait until the allergic reaction stops. But just bear with me, right? So let me drop this work on y'all today, man. Here. Okay, so we talked about the haters the other day, but it was something I didn't tell y'all that y'all really got to know about y'all haters, all right? Now, sometimes the hate comes so hard, man. You know, I told y'all don't worry about them and all that, but sometimes it comes so hard, it could be crushing. Like, for instance, I talked about the family hating. You know, you want your family to support you. You do. You want them to be there. You want them to see the vision that God laid on your life or your company, your weight loss journey, maybe your new mate, maybe how you're just changing and you're dealing with life differently. You know, whatever it is, you want that support, that love. Maybe you're trying to go away to school or start some type of a program. I don't know what you're trying to do, but that family hate could be something, man. Listen, and it could hurt you, right? Just like if you in a relationship with somebody and you want this person to support you and they don't support you and you want them to maybe say you on social media, like some of your stuff or share it and they don't like it and they don't share it. Or let's just say that you know, you starting your own business and they don't question you and ask you about it, you know, or they question you and they ask you about it as if they don't believe that you can do it. You know, like, okay, or you trying to go to the gym, you know, you trying to do the weight loss thing and they're not supportive. They might clown you. They might tell you something like, if you lose a lot of weight, that you lost too much, right? Or if you didn't lose enough, that you need to lose more. It's a lot of people out there that might body shame you, tell you what you don't have, how you need to look like other women or other men. Yes, you know, they might not be supportive of you, you know, in your relationship, right? Could be at work. You're trying to do something different at work and you want that support from, you know, your boss or whatever it may be, and you're not getting that support. You're just getting hate from everywhere. You're just like, I'm tired of people hating on me. It could take a toll on you. So I got a couple tools that I want to deliver to you so that you understand how you got to deal with this hate. So number one, you gotta remember, don't turn from your goal to the hater, okay? Because when you turn from your goal to the hater, you're no longer focused on your goal. And a lot of times, here I go, y'all know I got to drop that biblical knowledge on you. Sometimes the enemy, you know, will try to come out there and mess it all up for you because he don't want you to go ahead to that path or where you're going. So he'll send distractions. And sometimes, this is the crucial thing, This is the big thing. Y'all got to pay attention to this, man. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know what I do, right? I put it out there in pieces for you. This right here, I'm about to drop that knowledge. Now, so pay attention. Listen to this part, okay? If you turn and you focus on the hater becomes the distraction. So now you're not doing what you were supposed to do. So let's say your family's hating on you. And then you start worrying about why the family's hating, then you no longer focus on the direction you're supposed to go. Or your mate's hating and you all in love and you're trying to figure out, why can't you support me and all of this? And you're laughing at me or whatever it may be, I don't know. But now you turn into the mate and you're focused on that instead of focusing on what you need to focus on. Right? Or you might be at work and somebody's hating on you at work and causing you problems and you're trying to go ahead and go to this new position and you're working hard at your goal, and then you turn to that and you start focusing on what people are saying or what's going on in life, and y'all can't do that. That's the number one thing you cannot do. Focus on the distraction. Let the haters hate. I told you, they're there for a reason. That God prepares a table for you in front of your enemies. He said, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. Okay? He said, I'm going to prepare a table. So you got to look at this thing differently, right? All right? Now look, try to get some type of prayer life or something going on. Try to get some type of, you know, fulfilling, knowledgeable word in your life where you know you got to, something faith-based, where you got to stay focused, okay? And you just, and the end of it is, this is the end of it, right? It's only like 3 points, really. The end of it is, watch your circle, because you got to be careful. Sometimes you got to cut everybody off. You can't deal with the family like you used to deal with them, because then when you're trying to go forward and focus, they might be hitting you up with some doubt. Well, when I started a business, I had someone tell me, well, you know, when I started my business, I lost $75,000. Are you sure? I had to cut that person off. You can't be around that negative type of energy, because that's going to make you kind of think. And what is that too? A distraction. So I gave y'all 3 things, man. Listen here. You got to watch that circle, all right? You can't be dealing with these girlfriends and guy friends out here that you think are friends, that might just really be associates, that's sowing that seed into your life, or they got this negative stuff and they stealing all your energy. You got to, like Drake said, okay? He got enemies trying to tell Kuwait his energy. Man, y'all didn't listen to that song. That song is for real. All right, that's a real song right there, okay? But anyway, just pay attention, y'all. It's Just a Touch of J. Y'all know what I do. I put it out there in pieces, man. Don't focus on them haters. You better start congratulating yourself that you got them. Man, be happy that they there. And let God be the person who's promoting you. Don't worry about who ain't supporting you. Let God be the person that's supporting you, because you know what? When it's all said and done, you get to be just like me. And you get to be like, let me tell y'all how God blessed my life. Let me tell you what happened in my life. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to be because your mama did it, because your daddy did it. You won't be like, God had to do this. This had to work out for me. So look, I just wanted to drop a little bit more knowledge out there. I hope it helps somebody. So y'all know, man, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces. And I'm trying to let y'all know that you can't be worried about these haters. Man, don't worry about nobody that can't see your vision and that's hating on you. It ain't for them to see. It's only for you to see it. Keep on pressing, keep on believing in yourself, and shine on them. You want to know why? Because they hate it. Keep on shining, man. Let your progress show who you are. Y'all see how I do. Y'all know how I do, okay? I let my food, I let all that stuff speak for myself. Oh, you said I couldn't what? Oh, you thought I wasn't going to do what? Oh, okay, let me go ahead and do that. You know, that's how y'all got to do it, man. Y'all got to win. Y'all got to let these haters see you win. Don't focus on them. Let them keep on focusing on you so God can show them what he's doing. All right, y'all. So go ahead. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have an amazing day. I just had to put that out there because I didn't get that to y'all yesterday. I wanted to make sure y'all got them extra tools, man. I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. You know, Mama about to cook some good Sunday dinner. And I'm about to have a good time and an amazing time. I love my life. And I'm having an amazing time enjoying it. And I hope y'all do yours too on today. and have a blessed week. I'm going to see y'all probably maybe midweek or through the weekend. I'll holler at y'all. All right? I love you, kings and queens. And remember, man, let them haters hate, right? Shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. This is Just a Touch of J, right? What I do? Put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.